The song, There'll Be Some Changes Made, Julie London, in the 60s.
There'll be a change in the weather and a change in the sea. From now on, there'll be a change in me.
This song about how to embrace change was the work of two black songwriters, bandleader and composer William Benton Overstreet and Billy Higgins.
About me's gonna be the same.
Not the more famous jazz drummer, Billy Higgins, from a later time, but a vaudeville performer and lyricist who'd also been active overseas in World War I. So this was a post-World War I song, original release 1921. And anyone alive in 1921 had lived through the First World War. They'd come through the deadly influenza pandemic. They'd survived devastating race riots and massacres of the period. They were ready to change the game, turn the page.
Why, there's a change in the weather. There's a change in the sea.
One thing that came out of these World War I years was jazz. In fact, Overstreet, the composer, had written another notable tune in 1917 called The Jazz Dance. He was an early adopter of that then unusual word. This dance tune thought to be one of the first times you hear the word jazz in a song title, or at all in popular culture. Jazz itself certainly did catch on, and as the music writer Will Friedwald reminds us, those years, the Tin Pan Alley period, presented more opportunities than usual for musicians.
This is one of the rare areas in American culture where you find anything like a decent representation of African-American talent is in the music business, and not only on the creative side, but on the business side as well, because there were black-owned music publishers from the very, very beginning.
This tune is a case in point. The song's premiere recording, sung by Ethel Waters, was on the Black Swan record label, run by black artists and business people, one of the first labels of its kind. And all this had ties to the Harlem Renaissance, too. The scholar and activist W.E.B. Du Bois was involved with Black Swan, and the two songwriters of our tune had the blessings of Langston Hughes, a major figure as well, who considered Mr. Overstreet to be, he said, one of the better poets of jazz. The song is one that's played in clubs on occasion on New Year's Eve, says Aaron Deal, the jazz pianist. It's useful anytime a corner is being turned.
And that's where the chord starts.
As he plays a little, he gives me a music theory tour of the construction of the tune.
Going to C major, that would be the tonic, but in fact...
But Deal admits the power of it was less the chords than the content, about how we ourselves have to adapt to change that is already in progress, change we can't control.
And I think, certainly this lyric, there's a change in the weather, change in the sea, so from now on there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different, my talk... And my name.
He says it was definitely a year of change, 1921.
Which was also the same year, of course, that U.B. Blake and Noble Sissel came out with Shuffle Along.
That was the all-black musical that ran for hundreds of performances on Broadway.
There was something about this year that was very transformative, very much like a crucial turning point in African-American contribution to Tin Pan Alley and Broadway.
That turning point, Will Friedwald suggests, was in some way what the song was about. Almost like an announcement of the full-blown arrival of jazz.
And that's really sort of the message at the start of every kind of new movement in American popular song. The first song that gets written is, hey, hey, here's something new.
Nothing about me is going to be the same. I'm going to change my way of living.
And, you know, like Irving Berlin, 1911, Alexander's Ragtime Band, come on in here. You know, here it is, this new ragtime band. It's brand new. It's not like what you used to dance to 10 years ago. And that gets repeated. I mean, sing, sing, sing. You've probably never heard the lyrics, but the lyrics are mainly about, you know, everybody's got to swing. We've got to do this new thing that's called swing.
One, two, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock.
He says you can even take it to Rock Around the Clock.
I mean, that's all it is saying you, hey, we've got this new thing called rock, and we're going to dance to it. Very simple message.
Behind that simple message is a bigger one, because musician and band leader John Batiste tells us music and history and social change are linked. They go together. The generational changes keep on coming.
People feel the need to reorient themselves to the social context. And to that end, we have soundtracks to all of these kind of reorientations.
The time marks the music, and the music marks the time, he notes, especially in the post-World War I days, when the music was just bursting out.
And it was really speaking to the national identity and the consciousness of people at the time. It ties into so many different places. It's the intersection of a lot of different things.
The interesting thing, though, is that this particular song, with all its time references and its attitude, can go anywhere, including a place that is completely timeless.
For there's a change in the weather, there's a change in the sea.
Billie Holiday in 1959.
From now on there'll be a change in me.
From her very last album.
My walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me's gonna be the same.
So all this may be a lot of baggage to heap on one song, but we ought to be generous to composer Overstreet and lyricist Higgins, who created something generous for us that has lasted a century.
There'll be some changes made. It's telling you, hey, you don't have to be on the sidelines. You can be part of this. You have to get hip and you have to, you know, update. You don't want to get left behind. You want to be in on this. So it's very inviting.
Nice change. Or at least one inspiration as we look for our own era's page turn to the next chapter. It's Fishco Files. I'm Sarah Fishco.
Change in the weather, change in the sea. From now on, there'll be a change in me. Walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me's gonna be the same. Change my long tone for a little short.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.